From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Greece turns down Europe's bailout plan. Greek voters overwhelmingly rejected a demand by the country's lenders to impose more austerity measures on the country in exchange for new bailout loans for the government in Athens. Henry Ridgewell reports.
By sunset, Syntagma Square outside Parliament was filling with jubilant Greeks. Polls had suggested a tight result. In the end, Greece, by a wide margin, rejected Europe's offer of a bailout in return for more austerity. Athens pensioner Nikos Minas said Greeks had defied the warnings from Brussels. He said, as a Greek, I feel very proud that people did not have fear. They voted with their hearts. Henry Ridgewell, Athens.
Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, who had urged a no vote, said Athens is ready to return to the negotiation table. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says there's been progress toward a nuclear agreement with Iran. But Mr. Kerry says negotiators are stuck on several key issues.
While I completely agree with Foreign Minister Zarif that we have never been closer, at this point, this negotiation could go either way.
The foreign ministers of six nations are returning to Vienna to make a final push to secure an agreement ahead of a July 7th deadline. The United States was pledging its support for Nigeria after days of insurgent attacks blamed on the Islamist group Boko Haram. In central Nigeria, Sunday, two blasts struck the city of Jos with an undetermined number of casualties. Earlier, in Potiskum in northeastern Yobe State, a suicide bomber detonated explosives inside a Christian church, killing at least five. This is VOA News.